Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. Thanks for listening today. My name's Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast. From Albert Rutherford, The Elements of Thinking in Systems. Use systems archetypes to understand, manage, and fix complex problems and make smarter decisions. Get alert when you find yourself thinking, this is the correct way to do things as it's been done like this for ages and no good alternative has appeared. In many cases, there might be a success to the successful archetype at work that consolidates old patterns. Daniel Kim gives us the example of the QWERTY keyboard. This type of letter organization became necessary in the time of old typewriters. Sometimes typists were typing so fast that the keys would get tangled together. QWERTY keyboards, due to their organization, slowed down typists and corrected the tangling issue. Today, however, there's no need to take such measures as computer keys would never get tangled. Yet the latest, most modern technology still use the good old QWERTY. There have been some attempts at keyboard reform, such as the Dvorak keyboard, but they haven't dethroned the QWERTY keyboard as it has a well-established, strong, reinforcing loop that suffocated any adversary. We call this phenomenon the competency trap. When we know how to use something, we may get stuck using it even if there are better tools out there, as they'd require additional learning. The competency trap can become dangerous, especially in the case of businesses. They might have the competitive advantage today, but if they fail to improve and actualize their systems, they can be left behind as technology advances. If a system is biased in one direction, questions have to be raised about the assumptions behind the current measurement systems. Did a company resist innovation because the cost-benefit analysis didn't promise them immediate results? Why does the company resist change? Because they were successful so far and settled for the belief they absolutely cracked the code of market needs? These beliefs, while they may be true today, are dangerous in the long run. Markets always change. When mobile phones became widespread, Nokia and BlackBerry were the market leaders. Today, I don't hear anybody bragging about getting a new Nokia. While these electric giants still exist, their success became overshadowed by constantly innovative competitors with well-differentiated premium products, smartphones like Apple or Samsung. Mapping internal beliefs of success in a corporation can help see the operating assumptions explicitly and prepare for change and innovation before it strikes. That extract was pulled from The Elements of Thinking in Systems. Use systems archetypes to understand, manage, and fix complex problems and make smarter decisions by Albert Rutherford. Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.